Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sold Out Forever 101 Items to Grab Before the US. Dollar Vanishes is a practical preparedness guide by Damian Brindle, written for readers who want to think ahead about economic instability, supply disruptions, and long-term self-reliance. Framed within the survival and emergency preparedness genre, the book argues that a serious deterioration in the value of the US dollar could trigger shortages across many everyday categories, making advance planning more important than waiting for crisis conditions. Rather than presenting a broad theory of collapse, it focuses on concrete goods, supplies, and habits that households can realistically acquire and learn before they become difficult to find. The overall purpose is not alarmism for its own sake, but prioritization, helping readers distinguish between what is useful, what is necessary, and what is likely to matter most when normal supply chains are strained or broken. It is especially aimed at families and practical preppers who want a functional checklist rather than speculative disaster fiction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a collapse scenario built around currency instability and supply chain breakdown. The book begins from a specific preparedness premise that a weakening or vanishing US dollar could produce wider economic disruption and make ordinary purchasing unreliable. This matters because the book is not simply about general disaster readiness. It is structured around a monetary and logistical crisis that would affect what people can buy, when they can buy it, and how quickly store shelves could empty. By tying preparedness to currency instability, Brindle shifts the reader's attention from abstract fear to concrete household vulnerability. The practical implication is that preparedness becomes time-sensitive. Items that seem ordinary today may not remain available or affordable later, especially if demand spikes and distribution falters. This framing gives the book its urgency and also its logic. If shortages are likely to cascade through the economy, then the most rational response is to acquire essential goods before that pressure appears in full. The value of this approach is that it connects macroeconomic anxiety to everyday decisions about storage, purchasing, and planning. Secondly, a list-based method that prioritizes useful supplies over prepper theatrics. One of the book's defining features is its list-driven structure around 101 specific items. That format matters because it turns preparedness into a usable decision tool rather than a vague philosophy. Instead of encouraging readers to accumulate everything or chase dramatic survival fantasies, the book emphasizes practical categories such as food storage, repairs, security, gardening power, and off-grid support. The commentary around the book repeatedly highlights its rejection of what the prepper community sometimes treats as showy gear, especially weapons-first thinking. In other words, it argues that survival planning should start with necessities that help a family function day to day. This is a significant distinction because it changes the reader's priorities: food, shelter support, water, and maintenance tools usually matter before specialized or aspirational equipment. The book's method is useful for readers who need structure. A finite list can be reviewed, budgeted for, and checked off gradually, which makes preparedness less overwhelming and more actionable. Its main strength is that it translates anxiety into a practical acquisition plan. Thirdly, food storage as a central survival problem, not a secondary concern. Food is treated as one of the most important and urgent preparation areas in the book, but not in a simplistic way. The discussion of long-life provisions includes canned proteins, legumes, produce, fruit, dry staples, and other non-perishable foods that can support a household over time. More importantly, the book recognizes that storing food is only part of the problem. Preserving perishable food during an extended power outage is a different challenge, and it requires methods and knowledge, rather than just stockpiles. That distinction gives the book practical depth because it moves beyond buying cans and into the question of how food stays usable when refrigeration, electricity, and regular resupply are not dependable. The underlying reasoning is that hunger is not only a shortage problem, but also a management problem. Shelf life, storage conditions, and rotation all matter. For readers, this means preparedness is not a one-time shopping trip. It is an ongoing system of maintaining nutrition, reducing waste, and learning preservation techniques before they are needed. This is one of the book's most concrete and realistic contributions. Fourthly, self-reliance through skills, systems, and off-grid living essentials. A major theme in the book is that preparedness is not limited to stockpiling objects. It also requires learning how to live with reduced dependence on modern infrastructure. The materials described in the book point toward off-grid essentials, repair tools, safe water access, power alternatives, gardening support, and other systems that help a household remain functional if public services weaken. This is important because many survival discussions focus only on possession, while the harder issue is continuity. Tools fail, supplies run out, and conditions change, so a resilient household needs both materials and the skills to use them well. The book's emphasis on self-sufficiency is therefore practical, rather than ideological. It suggests that readers should build competence before crisis conditions force them to improvise. Gardening, repairs, power management, and water planning are all long-term capabilities, not emergency hobbies. By including them, the book presents survival as a layered household project, what you own, what you know, and how those two things support one another under pressure. Lastly, a realistic preparedness message aimed at ordinary families, the book is clearly written for families and general readers rather than for hardened survival specialists. That audience matters because the book's tone and advice are meant to be usable in normal life, not just in extreme fantasy scenarios. Reviews and descriptions emphasize that it is easy to read, practical, and grounded in common sense. This makes the book stand out from more theatrical prepper literature, which often leans on dramatic weapons imagery or unrealistic expectations about self-sufficiency. Brindle instead presents preparedness as disciplined household planning what to buy, what to learn, and what to keep ready before conditions worsen. For families, that realism is valuable because it reduces confusion and helps decision-making within real budget and storage limits. It also makes the book more credible within its category. Rather than promising that readers can become experts overnight, it accepts that going off-grid is difficult and that preparedness is an incremental process. That honesty is one of its differentiating strengths. The book is useful precisely because it frames readiness as an ordinary, repeatable practice rather than an exceptional identity. In conclusion, Sold Out Forever is best suited to readers who want a practical, non-theatrical introduction to emergency preparedness, especially those concerned about inflation, supply chain fragility, and the possibility of a prolonged economic downturn. Families, cautious household planners, and newer preppers are likely to benefit most because the book is organized around concrete items and usable priorities rather than abstract survival philosophy. Its main intellectual value is that it connects economic instability to ordinary domestic planning, showing how a household can think ahead about food, water, tools, power, and storage before shortages become obvious. Its practical value lies in the checklist-style approach, which makes preparedness easier to budget, stage, and revisit over time. Compared with many books in the survival genre, it stands out for being more grounded and less sensational. It does not rely on dramatic collapse fantasies or glorified weapons culture. Instead, it treats resilience as a matter of sensible acquisition and basic competence. For readers who want clear, concrete preparation guidance, that focus is exactly what makes the book distinctive and useful. If you would like to support Damian Brindle, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.